What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro. And we are live on this October 22nd, Tuesday, October 22nd. Repeat. I'm your host, Keaton. Joined by my co-host, Sam. Sam, how you doing on this glorious Tuesday?
Good. I mean, just got waxed last weekend. No big deal, though.
Yeah, it seems like you're wearing it a little bit. Seems like you kind of like the Monday scaries kind of turned into the Tuesday scaries a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, I had some, like, it all started off at noon. Just some bad beats.
I mean, I was a part of one of my first, like, bad beats.
That was an all-time bad beat because we got bad beat twice.
Yeah, you had the bad beat. Then you had a, oh shit, I love you, Dabo. Then you had a, oh shit, Dabo. Like, why are these, like, backups not knowing how to, like, do anything on defense? But we'll get into that in a little bit. Ryan Day had his first kind of press conference since the Oregon loss, coming out of a bye week. And I'll say the reporters definitely asked the hard-hitting questions today. They did not throw him no cupcakes, hearsay or their say. They asked him about Jim Knowles and Larry Johnson's relationship. They asked him basically like about what Saban said about the how the defensive line rushes and is forget the words he said. Basically saying it's old,
out of date.
Yeah. And Ryan Day was like, well, yeah, when he's right. Like, when a four-man rush like that doesn't... So, basically, Ryan Day, you know, he spent most of the time on the bye week with the defense, which, this isn't, like, the first time that the defense collapsed in a big game. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But it seems like... It seems like he kind of put his foot down... hearsay because he didn't really give any like coach speak.
Yeah.
He kind of like said how it was.
I mean, why couldn't that happen like after they play Penn State?
That's where like it's kind of feel bad for you in a sense because I feel like
yeah, they're gonna come out pissed off now.
Yeah. And then he said, like, remember a couple weeks ago I said Will doesn't throw a good deep ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was asked about the deep ball, and he said, "Yeah, it's not good, and we're gonna be throwing it. We're gonna be launching some balls today at practice, because he's not happy with like the success of the deep ball."
Do you think that means maybe a quarterback change?
No. But like, with Will's frame being like 6'5", 235 pounds.
Yeah,
he's like. I'm no quarterback guru or anything, but like, you'd think he'd be able to like, you know, not
launch a ball,
not be like, you know, underthrowing his deep balls every single time he throws deep.
Yeah, maybe he's just worried about like. I mean, he's also never played with receivers as fast.
Yeah, but it's weird. But he, it's weird because him and Ryan Day had like were asked the same question and they gave. Two completely different answers. Will said, yeah, they're just playing a lot like two high safeties on us, so like the deep ball is really not there, so it's all like intermediate passing that's open. And then when Ryan Day was asked about it, he was like, no, I'm not, like, he basically was like, I'm not.
No, we're just not throwing it.
So that's that. So yeah, he we'll see this week against Nebraska because I'm really interested on the defensive front of things and if they're gonna how things are gonna change.
I thought Nebraska's defense was pretty good, but I mean, who even knows?
Yeah, we're getting that a little bit. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. I think it was a good press conference, and I think I liked the things I heard that came out of his mouth. So
it's good they had a bye after that loss.
Yeah, especially with just to reflect off of it and off of just like injuries.
You can actually make changes and actually practice hard for a week. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Junkins handed. Well, he was asked, like, straight up. He was asked about Denzel Burke being left on the field instead of Jermaine Matthews, who's the freshman, who was the freshman All-American last year. He was asked about it, and basically he was like, yeah, we had the conversation, and, like, we thought Denzel or whatever. But basically, like, the position coaches are kind of in charge of personnel. That's usually how Ryan Day's done it.
And that's pretty crazy.
So we'll see if he, like, put his foot down on some stuff. Like,
no. Like, rotate?
like, rotate a little bit. Which is crazy because the pressure rate for FBS players just came out. And guess who's at the top?
JT.
Jack Sawyer and JT are at the top in terms of pressure rate. Which is crazy because they didn't get any
pressure. I hate those stats. Like, how do you judge that? Oh, you almost got there.
Yeah, I mean, against Oregon, they definitely didn't have any pressures. I can guarantee that for a fact.
I mean, if you look at mock drafts, JT's still, like, top 10.
He's going to get a GM fired. I'm just, like, think about the impact that he's had. Like, think about a Chase Young, for example. Chase Young was, like, pretty darn good at Ohio State.
He was damn good the first, like, 10 weeks.
Yeah, and then he disappeared whenever we kind of need him. But, like, overall career-wise, like...
Yeah, he was real good.
And he was taken, two?
Was it that high? I can't remember. I think top five.
The Commanders took him. And, yeah, like, in
let
the
me look it up.
In the NFL, like, he really hasn't, like, done... And then supposedly with him, it's, like, work ethic. Like, supposedly he just doesn't put any work in.
Yeah.
He kind of just, like, shows up to practice and does the practice thing. But, like, outside of that, he doesn't, like, do anything to get better.
Yeah, he was too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could kind of... I mean, you could kind of tell, like, there was something off whenever he got to, like, the good half of the schedule and he just, like, kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, he went off against Penn State... and hurt Sean Clifford and then didn't do anything the rest of the year.
I feel like he still was better. I feel like he was still making...
Oh, he was way better, but...
It's like, dude...
He was an impact in the run game, too. Like,
I just don't see how Sawyer and, like, JT, like, are going to be, like, any type of pass rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, but they're big and they'll have a good combine day and... get picked. Like, that kid from that Jason Owa from Penn State, he literally didn't have he had one sack is like 2 years before he got drafted in his career, and was drafted first round.
And some of the mocks that I've been seeing Sawyer to the Lions at like 29 or whatever.
You'd like that?
I want pressure, dude. We need someone opposite of Hutch next year, and that man's probably going to be Max Crosby. But
no, you're trading for Myles Garrett.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Miles. Miles or Max? Like, come on, that's like 100 times better than Josh Pascal and whoever the other guy opposite is. James Houston, who had a breakout rookie year and disappeared ever since.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, what were your thoughts on, like, Hunter and the media last week? Like, kind of, like, really, like, joasting for this, like, Heisman. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're in the Heisman, right, like, you're not pushing yourself. Like, the Heisman thing's, that's not decided by like marketing yourself like this is why I should win the Heisman. Like, that's not what it is.
Imagine if I had 95 catches. Like, that's the stupidest. Like, you can have like 20 yards on like every single catch in college.
It's it's a weird argument, and it's weird how he's like really like, I didn't take him for someone to like really be like pushing like this, trying to push this narrative. And it's weird because look at the calendar. It's October 22nd. I've never seen Heisman won in October.
Yeah. And then he didn't even play. He got hurt again.
Yeah, I know. So on the first like drive, he laid out for a catch or whatever, aggravated his shoulder again, didn't play.
When are they going to just say, okay, you can't play both ways? Like, that's too much.
Well, the thing is, like, he missed, I think, the game against Kansas State when he got hurt.
Yeah, he missed the second half, right?
It was like the second quarter he got hurt. So he missed like half the second quarter, whole second half, basically the whole game against Arizona this week. So like, and people are forgetting some. There's been people that have played both ways. Like people are.
He's not the first one.
He's the first guy to play that amount of snaps, but he's not
like a legitimate both ways. Like
there's not.
Like, he's playing, like, high school both ways.
Yeah, which, okay, yeah, that's impressive. But, like, him saying that it's never been, well, like, the way he was, like, he was basically saying, like, what Genty's done has been done before.
Yeah, I know. Like, Barry's record hasn't been broken in how many years, and there's been, like, a million running backs putting up huge numbers.
Yeah, and, all right, so there was a guy at Ohio State, Chris Gamble. Played receiver, DB, return kicks, like Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Charles. Jabril Peppers did it, but like.
Yeah, Peppers did. He had, like, he had like packages and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if Genty breaks Barry's record, like.
That's automatic.
I think, like.
Like, you know how many people will, like, put up monster numbers and wouldn't even really come close to it?
Yeah, I know. Genty does kind of need to get media trained a little bit. I think he was live streaming during his bye week, and he was answering all the questions. But he answered questions like, "What NFL teams you want to go to?" He claimed that one of the teams it would be too cold, but he plays in Boise, Idaho. He also, someone asked him how fast he's gone in a car. He answered that one too. he's funny though.
I mean, this is going to be like his, like the spotlight's on game.
Yeah, this Friday against UNLV, which it's like.
I guess Oregon kind of, but like that's too early in the year and people aren't paying attention like that.
Yeah, I mean, he could definitely have a Heisman moment, but I'm kind of speaking out of both sides of my mouth because I will be betting on UNLV here, so.
I mean, he could still run for 300 and they can still lose.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested to see how that game plays out, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. NIL! It turns out that Ohio State doesn't have the most expensive roster. That crown goes to Texas. Texas supposedly has a $22 million roster. Also, don't want to report fake news, but 24/7 Sports did post a graphic claiming that Quinn Ewers was going to opt out of the season. You buying or selling?
On Texas or Quinn Ewers?
Quinn Ewers.
I mean, buying, though, he's not leaving.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, no?
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
The only reason I could see why is if he re-aggravated his abdomen. Or whatever, and he wasn't going to be healthy. That's literally the only reason why.
Yeah, but I feel like if he wasn't close to 100%, they wouldn't have played him.
Yeah, but I feel like that type of injury is like easier to like
re-aggravate
because it's such a... It's a weird muscle, and plus when you're throwing the football, like, I don't know. I feel like that's something that you can feel like you're 100%, and it's kind of easy to tweak.
He was getting, like, hit.
Yeah. I mean, that one picture of him and Arch on the bench, that's so funny.
Yeah, with the...
Bro, did you see... Tell me you saw the one Texas fan.
Oh, with the hair?
Bro, this is... It's got to be one of my favorite... It's one of my favorite pictures. Hold on. I'm
Carter trying. Said that's him if that guy went to Derek and got a fade.
Dude, look at this. Look at the hair on this guy.
I know, that's long.
Dude, that is the most long. How much hairspray you think's in that? That is
a whole bottle.
That is, and then
that's like close to like a foot.
Dude, that is, it's one of the most insane. Like that is, that's crazy. Someone, Reddit's college football said someone said that he's wearing a Guardian cap.
Dude, those do look like really weird.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know why more guys don't wear them though. I mean, it might be uncomfortable.
You see, what Tua someone?
Yeah, that's why I was like.
They asked Tua if he's gonna wear a Guardian cap. They said no. He said no.
My personal choice.
Yeah, slide. All right, let's get into last weekend's games a little bit. I'm kind of going through. Dude, all right, Oklahoma State at BYU, kind of a scare for BYU at home. They come through with the win, last-second touchdown. I mean, you see the juke move that the guy put on the guy at the end of the game?
Yeah, that was
the most
pretty pathetic that Oklahoma State even let that happen in the first place.
That was the most TV-type movie ending juke move I've ever seen.
I know. Yeah.
But that just should have been on All American. that was Spencer James making that juke right there. That's crazy.
I mean, all he did was just like sidestep.
Yeah, I know it wasn't.
But he went flying, like he wasn't even close to tackling him.
Yeah, most TV-ass fucking. That's crazy. Florida State at Duke. Duke beats Florida State. Florida State falls to 1-6.
Is Miami kind of having a? I mean, Manny Diaz kind of having a resurgence down there in Duke.
Well, I might go to the Duke game this weekend.
Why?
SMU's in town.
But how far is that?
Duke's 10 minutes down the road.
Oh.
The only problem is the night slate. I don't. If it was like 3:30 or noon, I think I would. But
Miss Max and Tuporia.
Yeah, that's the. I forgot that card starts at 4. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm probably not gonna go now that I remember that the UFC card was midday.
Yeah.
But I do want to get to a Duke game before the wheels fall off.
Is it like? Does it get packed? Has it been getting packed?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't see the attendance for the Florida State game, but I remember watching them against,
Carolina.
Yeah.
Were they at home?
Yeah, they were at home for that, and like you could get tickets for like $20 to go down there.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get, even if they were undefeated, probably still be $20.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Duke's and schedule, they got SMU this week. Then they're at Miami. Then they're at NC State, Virginia Tech, Wake.
I think they could win two or three of those.
The problem is, have you noticed a theme among these no divisions things that I think is going to cause a problem?
Too many teams, like, undefeated and stuff?
Yes. A lot of these teams don't play each other. So then you go to these tiebreakers because a lot of these teams have good odds of finishing with the same record. Yeah. Then you go to this tiebreaker that goes through a list of 6 what-ifs, and then the final one is, oh, the commissioner picks a random name out of a hat, and that's who is in the...
Yeah, you know, if it's Miami and Duke, who do you think he's pulling out of the hat?
Well, I'm just saying, like, think about the ACC. So, like, they don't play Clemson, all right? Miami doesn't play Clemson. Pitt plays Clemson, but Pitt doesn't play Miami or Duke.
Does SMU play Miami? I don't think they do.
let's see. Now, see, look, SMU plays Duke, Pitt, Boston College, Virginia, Cal. That's who wrap. And dude, what about SMU, man? They're clicking right now. Like they're putting up points at a clip.
Yeah, who did they play last week?
They played did Stanford.
They 40, okay, yeah, 40, yeah. That was a night game, right?
Yeah, 41-10.
Yeah. I also don't know why we haven't been riding like Army and Navy.
Well, this is a bad week to do so, I think, because Navy plays Notre Dame. But yeah, I know we should have been riding.
We should have been on that train a while ago.
Yeah, instead we were on like Clemson, a bunch of weird things. Does Army play?
I don't know. Clemson covered every week though, so.
Yeah, till last week. Till you really need to see one go through.
That means this week I'm just gonna like sweep the board.
Dude, I don't know. You have a losing record now. You gotta.
I know. I really honestly though haven't felt good about the games the past couple weeks. Like I'm 50-50, but this week I actually like a set of games.
Who have we talked? All right. Let's get into these Saturday games from last week. All right. Let's just kick it off with Georgia at Texas. I mean, we kind of said it. Texas' two marquee wins were against two bad teams. A Michigan team
that just got really bad offenses.
A Michigan team that just got slumped by Illinois.
Yeah.
And an Oklahoma team who just got slumped by South Carolina. Those were their two marquee wins. And what was going to happen whenever they played against another big dog? They weren't going to big dog Georgia, and it was...
It's just crazy to me because you know if they're still in the Big 12, it's just another soft Big 12 team. Like, they're not... You know what I mean? Like, they still never... They haven't played an SEC team, and they're crowning them like they're an SEC team already.
Yeah, because I think the notion of that just comes from... Sark being there trying to build it like an SEC team. And, like, if you look down their, like, fronts, their offensive front and defensive front, like, out of the Big 12... Their fronts look the most similar to what an SEC front would look like.
I also think just Kirby Smart, like, these days being a 5-point underdog is kind of nuts.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby, you know, pulling the Nar dog after a big win. going to the rep.
Nobody believed in us.
You know, the rep, we had to beat them in the refs, like... Notion.
I mean, that was like a bad sequence. Like, if you're gonna make a call, don't switch it because people were throwing beer cans on the field.
Yeah, and I gotta say I'm very disappointed. The night game, at least for the first half, the setup was not set up, and I do not endorse Buffalo Wild Wings, and I will just say that no one should ever go to that establishment again across the globe. That place should be out of business. They call themselves a sports bar. That is not a sports bar. That is a glorified
Applebee's.
Applebee's. That's a glorified Applebee's, which is bigger TVs. The people who run that fucking joint, they don't know shit. They don't know shit about TVs.
What games did they have on?
Fucking four of the games were North Dakota State versus like whoever North Dakota State was playing. I don't know who they were playing.
Seriously,
they didn't have the Yankees game on, bro. Like they had an.
Did you go to the bar area?
We had nine people, so there was an orchestra on TV on one of the bigger TVs on the center wall at B-Dub, and I go to the waitress. I'm like, can we, like, switch it? She's like, oh, you got to, like, talk to someone else. I had someone in here left because they said they weren't going to put on the Yankees game. I'm like, all right, I'll talk to them. I'm like, can we get this orchestra off the TV? Like, I don't think anyone wants to watch this here. Like, and then, like, she thought I was joking. Like she was like, ah. Like, she was, like, laughing. And then she's like, do you actually, like, want to change or are you kidding? I'm like, no, like, get that off. Like, yeah, put the Yankees
game. Yeah.
And then you know what makes it worse? The Yankees game that they put on. wasn't the main broadcast. It wasn't, you know, there's like, guess what broadcast was on? The DataCast. No. So you get like a corner of the game, then you get like X, Y, and it was, it was brutal, dude.
I thought it was going to be like the Spanish channel.
It was brutal. None of the games had volume on. The food was terrible.
I mean, their food has been really mid. That's why they're going to like to buy one get one free.
I mean, that place should go out of business. Like, I might start a petition. My sole goal in life might turn to making sure no one ever attends Buffalo Wild Wings again. I mean, honestly, I think I would have watched the game at Rick's over that.
You should have went terrible. To Dino's.
Bro, Dino's is bad too. All of those TV, bro, and the. So you know how they redid that Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever?
I haven't been in there in a year at least.
Bro, all those TVs are from when they first opened up.
Why didn't you just go to the casino?
I know. We thought about that after. I was like, dude, I can call the casino and see if we can get a table for nine. Like, that's what should have happened. But I'm glad that I experienced that again, just so I can try and like make sure that no one ever goes there again. Like, if you want to watch sports, don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, they don't know shit about sports. All they know about is making a commercial hit and a red button. Like, it's one of the worst sports watching atmospheres ever.
How long did you stay there for? Like, did you get the Georgia game on?
I had a Georgia game I could barely see because it was on a wall like this, and I could barely see it. Halftime, third quarter, left, because you had to wait for your food, and it took freaking, like, forever for the food to come out, for the boneless wings to be the size of a freaking...
With no, like, meat, it's all, like, breading.
It was, like, Suggs got chicken, like, they have the Applebee's specials now, like, the two entrees, and, like, they're actually they're glorified Applebee's, like, that's what they are. And Suggs got like the in one of his entrees was like the chicken bro, the most nasty looking chicken tenders I've ever seen in my life.
Oof.
Like, most nasty looking chicken tenders. The fries looked like they were 3 weeks old coming out the fridge. Like, it was terrible. So
yeah, that sounds bad.
It
was a good night's sleep. Nah, actually, it was like, oh, it was good actually.
Yeah, then we went back to Cade's and we threw on a couple of the TVs, so it was fine there. Georgia, Texas kind of went off record there, but they were...
I don't know if you were really watching then, but Georgia was running the ball with ease, and they just, like, didn't really run the ball. Like, they kept passing, and Carson Beck kept throwing picks. It was so weird to me.
Bro, is he not, like... Not that good.
It's his decision make. Like, it's not the, you know what I mean? He's just thrown into like three guys.
I mean, the one was off the receiver's hands, but it was kind of high. I saw that one. I mean the one
that was pass interference and not was like, I don't know, the receiver kind of just didn't break, but also like, why are you throwing that?
Seems like he's guaranteed one pick in every single big game.
Oh, I know. He had three. Then that's what makes me like, wow. Georgia played not that good, really.
Yeah, it was kind of their defense that kind of locked him up.
Yeah. That's what's kind of scary if you're a Texas fan. You had three picks and you only scored 15 points.
I mean,
they're supposed to have some high-powered offense.
Yeah, and they were kind of held in check. Interesting stuff there. So Texas has Vandy this week.
Yeah.
You think it's a trap game for Texas?
No, I think...
I kind of want to bet Texas the minus 20.
I am. I'm taking Texas. I already know I am. They're 18.5 now, but... Dude, Texas... Like, Vanderbilt just played a close game with Ball State.
Yeah, I know.
Who almost lost to Kent State.
Yeah, maybe it was a look-ahead game for Vandy. That's kind of crazy to say.
Maybe. But they also... I don't know. Came off Kentucky or Alabama versus Kentucky. They didn't play good then, but
yeah. So Texas has at Vandy, a Florida team that's kind of buzzing right now.
Florida not looks like, good. Florida DJ looks... Lagway, I think, had 7 passes for like 200 yards.
Yeah. At Arkansas versus Kentucky at A&M. What do you think Texas finishes the season?
I think they went out till the last game. I think Texas A&M beats them at home.
Playoff team, then?
Would you put them in? I mean, I think they get in, but I don't think.
I think like, any this big is their school resume, that, I really. Think, I think any big school that's 10-2 is going to get in.
Yeah, but like, looking what's a good win?
That's the thing. Like, it's hard to classify these good wins because these teams. It's weird because it's a different time in college football where these teams are kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
A good team, like what class? Like, there's a lot of teams that are highly ranked that I don't think are necessarily good.
Like, if Penn State loses to Ohio State, they don't really have like that one. Really good win. They have a couple like nice wins. Like, I mean, it doesn't look that good now, but going on the road to USC is a good win.
Yeah.
And if you win this week, Wisconsin at night, that's at Wisconsin, that's a good win.
Yeah, I mean, they only
have one loss too. So
their West Virginia win didn't do them nothing.
No.
I mean, like, all right, we're kind of getting off beaten track, but I kind of want to talk about this. Say Pitt, for instance, a team who really doesn't have a good win.
Yeah.
And they finish 11-1 with their only loss being against Clemson.
I don't know. Like, technically speaking, they should be in over Texas. Right? I mean, who else has Texas beat? They beat, like, the same kind of caliber teams, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, you know. You got, I don't know, they're 19, right? I guess we'll know more whenever the first playoff rankings come out, because then we'll see what the committee's looking at. Because
if they only lose to Clemson, that's their only loss, that means they go on the road and beat SMU. I feel like that's a better win than anybody Texas has beaten.
Yep, that also means they have a win over Syracuse. A win over SMU.
At Louisville.
A win at Louisville. Like, I mean.
I don't know. One loss, I feel like you're definitely in if you're the Big Ten or SEC.
Yeah. I mean, that'd just be, I think that'd be crazy, leaving out 11-1 team. Like.
But, like, are you going to have 3 ACC teams in?
I mean,
if they have one loss and Clemson and Miami go undefeated, are there going to be 3 ACC teams in the playoff?
I'd rather have that than 6 SEC teams.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
see, look, I think you still got
like Ole Miss, Texas A&M.
Ole Miss is done, dude.
Ole Miss, Texas A&M, LSU, who could all just make it right now still, because if they only have 2 losses, a 2-loss SEC team's going to get in, no matter what.
Yeah, I feel that as soon as BYU or Iowa State drop a game, though, they're going to be out.
Yeah. I mean, like, BYU's such a weird team. I wanted to say this. If you look at their games, they just, like, dominate the turnover battle, and that's kind of how they beat teams.
Well, they're at UCF this week. And I think they're dogs.
I know. Oh, no, I think it's, like, 1, but unless it switched. Oh, wow, it switched. That's crazy.
Which, I don't know how I feel about BYU traveling across the country at UCF playing at 3:30.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have here from last week? We have Miami at Louisville. I mean, this Louisville team, man, if they could just get one stop. Just one.
Yeah, that was pretty pathetic, not going to lie.
Just one, please. Just one. I mean, it's 3rd and 17. You let Cam Ward scamper for 17. It could be 3rd and 30, and they were going to light it up.
Yeah.
Like, just an, that defense, like, if you want to watch a bad defense, go watch Louisville.
Miami was just as bad, though.
I mean, yeah, but Louisville's got a good offense. It's just that they had that fumble for a touchdown. Like, they fumbled in their end zone, and that's kind of the difference maker in the game. Because they were basically going score for score, and then Louisville gets backed up on, like, their 3-yard line, which the only reason why they got backed up was because of a holding penalty on a punt return, which was a long punt return, which would have actually put Louisville at, like, the 45 or 50. Instead, there was a hold, puts them at, like, the 2, and then they fumble in the end zone, and then, yeah.
Kind of makes you worried if you're Miami, right? That your defense is that, like, paper.
I mean, I've been saying it. I mean, dude, look at Cal. Cal sliced and diced that defense in, like,
yeah,
the
first three
quarters.
it's just wild, like, because they have the athletes and the size and everything. They're just, like, they're not good.
I think Miami's going to get in the playoff. You can mark my words. I think Miami, in their first game that they play a real team, I think they get ran out of the building. I think it's when those game can where it has like 3 or 4 turnovers, and then they can't recover from it, and their defense can't get a stop. Like,
I mean, he almost has to be perfect every game.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I see it going. I could be totally wrong, but just from my analysis of this team, like, as soon as they played like someone who can, like,
stop them,
who got on the field has just as much talent as them.
Yeah.
And Cam Ward's gonna, like, force the ball and get, like, a turnover the ball. Their defense isn't gonna help them out.
I mean, that could be, like,
but, like,
that could even be versus Clemson.
Yeah, but you're just assuming that that's gonna be the ACC championship game.
It is going to be.
I mean, good thing I got that Pitt future at plus 12,000.
I can't believe you didn't take it. That's like one of the that's a Rico moment.
I mean, that's just it's if it ends up hitting, like, you know how, like, because you know I probably would have put like $50 to $100 on it. So, like, that's like a big time loss. So I'm kind of. Yeah. So hopefully they end up in the ACC championship game, and everyone who has that future at plus 12,000, cash it out big. Alabama at Tennessee.
Kind of like it was a good game, but it was like not eventful at all.
Isn't it crazy how different this Alabama coach team is?
Yeah, I mean, if they limit their turnovers, they win easily.
Yeah, but did you see that shit going on that QB sneak? You see that clip on Twitter?
Oh, the, like,
the receivers doing the fadeaway, like, that shit would have never happened last year or the year before, or, you know, like, that's like the small differences that, like, you know, that you just see.
Why would you even, like, do that to begin with? Like,
and then did you see what the OC said? The OC was asked about it. He said everything that happens on the field is coached by us or whatever. So, like, that's the design of the play. QB sneak, fade away 3 at the buzzer. Like, that you know, like, that's the culture at Alabama right now.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bad game. Alabama had every chance in the world to put them away.
Thank God they didn't, though. Yeah. I mean,
how do you feel about Alabama going forward? Like,
they're done.
You think?
They're done. I mean, so this week they play a bad Missouri team.
I think they pound them.
They should beat this Missouri team, which is crazy that Missouri is taking so many steps back. It's just like, hey, I guess that's what happens to teams who aren't used to being good. They were good last year, and now they've just taken.
I do think that Brady Cook has been banked up since early in the season is what I've heard and read.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they can't hit on a single deep ball. I mean, how they pulled that one out on Saturday, I have no idea.
Then they have a bye week. Then they play at LSU. At LSU, they're going to lose.
Yeah, LSU's clicking right now. Texas A&M LSU should be a really good game on Saturday night.
Yep, then they have Mercer, Oklahoma, and Auburn. I wouldn't surprise me if they lose to Auburn this year. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn always plays them tough, and Auburn really is not, like, as bad as I originally thought, I don't think.
Don't be surprised if Bama finishes with four losses.
Yeah, they might.
Which is crazy, because I thought Jalen Milroe won the Heisman a couple weeks back. I thought the Heisman race was finished.
I thought that was a preview of the national championship.
Dude, I thought, holy shit, Cam DeBoer has done it at Alabama. They did not take a single step back. Jalen Milroe's about to win the Heisman. Oh, What happened?
Do you think it's just like, I mean, we knew the secondary was kind of eh. And I think
they finally started
to hit his shots.
They got deep. They got their secondary is like one of their problems, but they just, I think they have deeper issues than just that.
Yeah, it's like they don't stick to running the ball either. Like, they were running the ball fine, I felt like.
Yeah.
Or, like, Jalen Milroe had 12 carries for 42 yards. Then they just stopped giving, I don't know. I guess they used Haynes too, and he didn't really do much, but. Milroe's stats, like, skewed the rushing just because his sacks, like, you get, like, 14 carries for 11 yards. There's no way he had 14 carries for 11 yards.
Yeah. I mean, this Bama team, man. I mean.
Like, why is Milroe passing 45 times?
It's just the. Dude, look at Penix.
I know, but you're not playing in the Pac-12.
Yeah, exactly. But this staff, dude, just. The staff better get with it or they're going to get ran out of Alabama.
I think I really do think they kill Missouri on Saturday.
That's what I think. But with this Alabama team, like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
What's the spread on that?
13.5.
Bama? See, look.
Yeah.
If I had any confidence in this Bama team, I would take that. I would be like, this is get back. But I did that against South Carolina, and they almost should have lost that game. So I don't think I'm going to be doing that again this week.
Yeah.
LSU at Arkansas. LSU was not caught lacking.
LSU looks like – LSU and Texas A&M, I think, look like the two best SEC teams to me right now.
Who? LSU and A&M?
A&M.
Nebraska at Indiana. I mean, dude, IU almost putting up a 60-burger without their starting quarterback in the second half. That's
pretty nuts.
I knew this Nebraska team was no good after I saw what happened when Illinois came to town.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they had their flaws, but I thought their defense was still solid. And they got ran.
I mean, Nebraska's defense is solid against an offensive line that's incompetent and that they can kind of bully. But as soon as they go up against an offensive line, that's...
They were also on the field, it felt like, the entire game.
I mean, dude.
Like, Raiola kept throwing picks.
Cignetti's rolling, man.
Yeah. I mean, do you kind of fear this week without Rourke?
No. I mean, here, let's look at the box score real quick. Because I'm pretty sure... Yeah, so Taven Jackson went 7-for-8, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. And relief.
He played last year. He started for a few games last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes it turns out good, so I wouldn't sweat that.
I mean, he came in and was fine, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat that. I'm interested to see what this IU team could very easily go 11-1. The problem is I think you got to put 11-1 like Pitt and IU in over a 10-2 big brand SEC squad.
I mean, you just need, like, the best bet is just to root for all those guys to lose.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, Pitt's got their problems that they got to figure out as well, so.
I mean, how many of them have two losses? Six of them are 6-1. Like, I don't know. Ole Miss is done, I think. Bama's done. I mean, I'm not even counting Vanderbilt. Tennessee, I don't think Tennessee's very good at all, really. And they play at Georgia. I feel like that could be a shit kicking.
Yeah, I mean, like, if Tennessee, like, gets their brains blown out by Georgia, like, how do you
put them in?
How do you include them? Because obviously they're not one of the best.
Yeah, and if Bama keeps losing, like, LSU, I don't know.
What about Kansas State at West Virginia?
Kansas State at West Virginia was good for about a quarter and a half, and then you just realized that West Virginia was going to get beat by a million.
I mean, that's kind of two straight weeks for this West Virginia team playing the top team close in the first half and then coming out in the second half and just getting their shit kicked in, no?
I think they went for it on fourth down. They went for it on fourth down in the red zone at the end of the first half and didn't get it to tie Kansas State 17-17. And then after that, it was just all – like, Garrett Boone was throwing Stevie Wonders out there. I mean, I don't know what he was looking at, but he wasn't seeing anything. He was just chucking the ball up.
I mean, I thought Garrett for Heisman was the play, honestly. But you think that's an indictment on second half adjustments, or what do you think?
I don't know. Can you fix like bad quarterback play? Really?
Well, he ended up leaving the game, and
Nico Nico came in. I mean, I don't think it was soon enough. But he was really effective with his legs. But when you're just throwing it to the other team, what does that really help you?
I mean, I can't wait to see Saban in West Virginia gear next year. That's going to be great.
Saban and Jimbo, easy offensive coordinator.
That's going to be crazy, but I've been told West Virginia can't afford the buyout. that's what I've been told. So, I don't know how they're going to afford Jimbo, unless they're going to get him on a cheap deal so he can keep on collecting them paychecks from A&M. Yeah. I mean,
Iowa State was another good one.
I mean, West Virginia has Arizona, Cincy, Baylor, UCF, Texas Tech left. Which
you could win out, dude.
you could, and then guess what's gonna happen? Neil Brown's not gonna be fired if they finish the season on a 1-2-3 on a 5-game winning streak.
I know, but it would be the same thing as last year. Isn't that how it went last year?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the thing about this situation at Dove V is this is his sixth year, I think.
Was it – when did Dana leave? After – a year after Greer?
So, like, they haven't – they haven't really improved, no?
Not since, like, really the first... I mean, last year they thought they were, like, going to the college football playoff.
And this year, this year was supposed to be their year, like, with this roster, no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess on paper in the Big 12 it's a good roster, but I never believed in the quarterback play.
Yeah, which is crazy because I thought he improved in the offseason, but I think he's actually... de-approved.
I don't know why you just don't throw Nico in there and just, like, you know what I mean? Hope you see something for the future.
Well, Nico might be starting at Arizona if Garrett's not ready to go. But
is that what they said?
That's what Neil Brown said. But Neil Brown was real snippy, because he was asked, why don't you just not give Nico a shot? And then he was like, oh, Garrett went, did you watch the game? Garrett went like 90 yards like two times or whatever.
Yeah, but he also threw like eight picks.
Yeah, and then basically he went on to blame the loss on injuries, which is a crazy way to blame.
How do you like back that man if you're a fan?
I think they're starting to see through it.
Yeah, because like at the beginning of the year, they're like, go team Neil Brown.
So yeah, yeah, he was, you know, goatee. He had the goatee. He had the whole.
Yeah, just to get his face kicked in week one.
he had the whole thing going for him.
Like last week at the presser, you could easily just be like, guys, still come out. We still have a chance to win the conference. Like, it's just one loss. That's our only conference loss. Like, it's not that hard to say, you know?
Yeah, instead, you know.
Well, the weather, the sun was shining.
Is the weather nice? Yeah. Are you having fun? Yep.
Good job.
That's why you should come out. Not to try and make it like a. Not to try and, you know, cheer us on to try and
if
get to
the. If you watch the game, like, halftime, everybody was gone.
Which is crazy, because I thought, you know, they always get pit shit.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy world we're living in. Iowa State.
That was close, a good game.
Close one with UCF there.
Yeah, I mean, UCF was running all over them. Like, just break and run. I mean, they got a...
I know they benched...
Ball, pick six.
I know they benched KJ, so how they look without KJ?
I mean, that kid ran for like 150 yards. Like, he didn't really pass the ball at all.
Classic Gus Malzone.
Yeah.
Classic.
But I took, that's what kind of saved me this week. I took them live and I added Illinois and LSU and kind of put like two units on it, so it kind of like broke me even.
What about Michigan getting their teeth kicked in?
Oh, they might be the worst team in the Big Ten.
And you know what's crazy about this whole thing? You know what's crazy?
Is how they knew they didn't have a quarterback and they just still didn't decide to do anything?
No. The crazy thing is these Michigan fans on Twitter, they're like, oh man, this is the worst Michigan football team I've seen in years. How long ago was it till 2020? How long ago was 2020 away? Am I tripping? Was I in the time capsule in 2020 was 30 years away?
I know. That, years but they ago? Had, like, two wins.
Harbaugh,
they also, like, they weren't very good before then. Like,
yeah, I know. You know when they got good?
Connor Stallions.
2021. Stallions edition. But 2020, Harbaugh was about to get fired. If he lost against Rutgers, which he should have lost against Rutgers, but the field goal kicker just pulled it slightly left, then Harbaugh was going to be out.
Now, in his defense, though, pre-COVID, he did have good teams.
They didn't do shit, though.
They had good teams.
They had okay teams.
Yeah. That team that with Jabril Peppers was going to go to the playoff if they beat you.
Okay, so they went to
Florida. In overtime. JT didn't get the first down.
It's been proven that he's gotten the first down. Michigan fans never admit it now. Now that they finally got a national championship, they finally let it go and said that he got it. So okay, let's talk about. So they played Miami in like the Orange Bowl loss. I think they played pre-COVID.
They played Florida State.
Oh, it was Florida State, not Miami. It was Florida State.
Dalvin Cook ran for like 200 yards.
Yes. And then
they played Bama one year. My loss. Senior 2019, they got ran, and I think it was a Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, loss. So like, what, like Michigan fans are acting like they've been running college football, and like, oh, I can't believe how bad this. Like I'm like the delusion.
I mean, they also like even when they lost to TCU, like TCU was not good.
Yeah, that TCU team was terrible. And then the year before that, they got ran against Georgia. The game was over within the first 5 minutes of the game starting.
Yeah.
It's like, so like the delusion of like these Michigan fans acting like they were some powerhouse for the last 15 years and they can't believe how bad the team is. It's crazy because I think they're forgetting.
Besides they were, last, they were like a,
they were just a mid, like a
15 to 20.
Yeah, they were just like a middle of the pack team.
Yeah.
They weren't nothing special. And there's, and you guys think you're bad this year, wait till next year when you're way worse and you're lucky to get two wins.
Once, I mean, that entire defense is leaving.
Yeah, I mean, according to Michigan fans, preseason, oh, there's going to be no drop-off. I mean, we got Will Johnson and freaking whoever
Mason
that,
Graham.
Mason Graham, like, there's going to be no drop-off. Donovan Edwards. Yeah, Donovan Edwards got put on the cover for his national championship appearance, and he's rushed for about 100 yards total.
I just don't understand how you know you don't have a quarterback and you don't do anything about it.
All right, hey, and guess what? Guess what? Sherrone Moore's press conference today? Yeah, they still haven't decided who's going to be starting this week. We're going to figure it out later. Figure it out later? Motherfucker, you ain't going to have a job later to figure it out. You're in a placeholder job. You're the placeholder. Till Lincoln Riley comes to Michigan. You're the scapegoat. To Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley's going to be Michigan's next head coach.
No, they're going to get Saban.
No. Saban's not coming out of retirement. That's for only job he is coming out for is
what I feel like that's in. That's what everybody's gonna say now. Whenever like there's like a rumor like they're getting a new coach, Saban's going there.
Yeah, because Saban left Alabama to go be the coach of your poverty ass fucking team. Okay. Let's get into gambling. That was a fun little rant because Michigan fans think that they were on top of the world for 25 plus years. Been relevant for 3 years.
What if they do just like salvage it and beat you guys?
I would honestly call the authorities on Ryan Day and like make sure he like doesn't do anything to
harm doesn't leave himself. The stadium.
Well, like if I can't imagine how I don't even know why Pickham's playing in the background right now, but that's really weird. I couldn't imagine if Michigan beat Ohio State this year. Like, that would probably be one of the most gut-wrenching L's. And it would be bad. And I think the whole coaching staff would need to be fired.
You know they're going to run it up on Michigan, though.
Oh, dude, yeah. I think... yeah. I think Jim Knowles and Larry Johnson for the rest of the year are coaching for their jobs.
Yeah, that's great. All this happens before you play Penn State. Then they're going to get the big win at Happy Valley. And life's just going to go on as normal.
I think we're going to see some exotic. I think we're going to see some different blitzes, blitz packages and stuff now. I think. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. But just from Ryan Day's demeanor in the press conference, it seems like there's going to be some change.
Yeah.
Let's get into the gambling. So I am sitting at 37-32 on the year. So I am up, what is that, 15 games still?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great. It could always be better.
It's not great.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'm sitting at 59-0. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be
yeah, if you were Jesus.
that'd be fantastic. Lost BYU -9.5 on Friday night. I kind of told you pregame that I was going to lose that. And it seems like I always know that I'm going to lose Friday night. And guess what I got this Friday night? I got UNLV Moneyline. So if you want to make some money, bet that Boise State -2.5 or 3. I think it's up to 3.5 now. Get on that because you're guaranteed to win.
I hate that hook.
Indiana -6.5. Big winner. I mean, I'm going to ride Indiana probably again this week. They're 6.5 against Washington. I don't love it just off the basis of coming off a big win to Indiana.
Game day's there.
Yeah, game day's there.
That's kind of wild, isn't it?
Yeah. Louisville money line I lost, couldn't get a stop to save their life. Like, honestly, if it was like the world's gonna end if you don't get a stop, Louisville. So you need a stop on this drive or the world's gonna end. We would not be sitting here right now because they were not capable of getting a stop. Clemson minus 20 half, one of the baddest breaks of all time. They punt the ball away. They go down. Virginia goes down, scores, and you're like, shit, lost. Onside kick, good field position. 2 minute warning. Let's go do a little play action.
Go around.
Play action. Boom. Down the sideline. Touchdown. You're like, fuck yeah, Dabo. I love you. I love that you don't use the portal. All these guys are homegrown. Go Tigers. And then Dabo decides, I'm going to take the headset off, and they're just going to score, and that's going to be that. So, South Carolina money line, easy money. I mean, they
had 21 points in, like, the first 2 minutes of the
game. Yeah, yeah. Oklahoma had 3 turnovers on their 3 very first possessions, a fumble, which got carried all the way down to their 2-yard line, a pick six, and another interception.
Yeah.
Tennessee money line. It's not sold on Tennessee and Nico at all. He can't hit a deep ball to save his life.
Yeah, I mean, he finally hit one, but that was like one of like how many that were actually like open.
Yeah, I know. If you want to be a quarterback that overthrows fast receivers, go to Tennessee. My guy Joe Milton and Nico can get you hooked up. Kansas State minus 2.5. I mean, Jesus, that was easy. And then Georgia.
Oh, easy.
And then Georgia money line.
I don't even know if I want to go through these. I mean, half those on the. I had the opposite. Whatever. Here, let me try and pull it up.
So you're sitting at 29-30-2.
Yeah, really bad. Georgia money line that hit. Alabama over. I mean. That should have hit easily if Nico can throw a deep ball and they don't just go to the 2-yard line and turn it over every time. West Virginia money line, I have no idea what I was thinking. My head was not in the right space. Not in the right place, you know. Iowa State minus 13.5. I mean, I did not expect Iowa State to give up 400 yards rushing. Clemson minus 21, you already covered that. Purdue plus 28.5. They literally just needed to score one touchdown. They were in the 40 every single possession and did not score a touchdown.
That's Purdue for you. I saw a funny tweet that said people still think Jeff Brohm's at Purdue.
Texas A&M minus 17. I mean, Jesus. Man. Wait, every time they got a break, Wegman would throw a pick. Could go for 6.
Hey, bro, give me that ball back.
And then Florida money line. But I'll tell you what, I'm going on a heater now. I'm back at even, back where we started it. But I'm going to go on a heater now.
Well, I'm hoping to finish the season on a heater here because the last week was scary. I mean, last week was one of those weeks that you kind of just burn the tape, as MCDC would say.
Yeah, I mean, this week I questioned if I even want to do it this week after last week.
Dude, maybe you just got to start.
Dude, I shorted my card. I had like 5 games picked. But then I'm like, damn, I really love this too.
This week I'm going to be on a really short card, but I might have to remake my card come Saturday because half my card's before Saturday. So.
Hey, you're kidding. You're going to have like 8.
I hope not. I'm just going down these games, and it's kind of going to be hard not to take BYU at plus money.
I know, but I kind of feel like it's one of those lines where it's like, maybe we should just take USC, UCF. Yeah. We doing like a little preview?
No, I'm just looking at some of the games that pique my interest. Penn State.
I thought USC at home, coming off a terrible loss to Rutgers, versus Maryland, but they're playing Rutgers. 11 o'clock in at Southern Cal on a Friday night, minus 14.
Bro, they don't even have that game on ESPN. They must have delegated that game.
It's on Fox.
Dude, I'm saying I had like the ESPN pulled up, and I literally don't see that game. They must have put that shit on Cartoon Network or something. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try and limit my card to four and really, really go for the sweep. But I know the games that I said that I want to stay away from, I know they're going to find a, they're going to find their way on the card. And just looking at it, it might be BYU money line. It might be Alabama minus 13.5.
Yeah. I also like Texas. I'm not giving out my picks now, but yeah, it was fun though. All right, that's
all right, guys. Everything. Thanks for listening to your favorite show without an outro. We will see you tomorrow. This was kind of a long episode. I did the recap, always kind of turns into a to that, but favorite show without an outro. Peace.